Enjoy taste testing different chilies, as well as bring a guest along with them in hopes of making some new recruits. Executive Director Julia Livingston.
We think it's a great way to outreach. You know, we're exploring different ways. We feel like we have to kind of step it up a little bit in terms of reaching out to the community. So just lots of different points of life.
And CASA currently has 170 volunteers, but is always looking and wanting more. Listen to the full podcast with Julia to find out how you can become a CASA volunteer at nowdecatur.com. The Scream Robotics Club and First Tech Challenge team hosted a scrimmage for six First LEGO League teams from the Decatur area. The scrimmage served as a practice tournament to get FLL teams ready for the upcoming qualifier tournament in December. MC of the event, Jeff Succo.
This is a sport of the mind. It really helps the kids who don't have that physical sport kind of outlet to find their place.
The scrimmage consisted of each team being judged for core values, project, and robot design. Check out the full video from the scrimmage at nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. President Trump called her bad news. I'm Chris Foster, and the fired Ukraine ambassador Marie Yovanovitch testifies publicly today for the impeachment inquiry. It's the second day of public hearings. That's this one starts at 9 Eastern. Here's a preview from Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Chris, Yovanovitch is suspected to tell lawmakers she was removed from her post in Ukraine as a result of a smear campaign led by President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Career diplomat Bill Taylor, who testified this week, replaced Yovanovitch as ambassador to Ukraine.
The former ambassador, Masha Yovanovitch, has been treated poorly, caught in a web of political machinations both in Kyiv and in Washington.
Watch for Republicans to aggressively cross-examine Yovanovitch about her previous statements under oath. Chris.
Well, Rachel, White House budget official Mark Sandy says through his attorney that he's willing to testify privately Saturday about the withholding of military aid to Ukraine if subpoenaed. Others have refused to appear. We don't know why. A boy who turned 16 yesterday shot students at his high school and also shot himself in Santa Clarita, California. Here's Fox's Evan Brown.
And Chris, surviving students from Saugus High School in Santa Clarita at a vigil last night were trying to make sense of what happened, knowing the shooter killed two of his own classmates before turning that gun on himself.
It doesn't feel real. It's this because it's our community, his school. You know, it doesn't feel real.
Three others are injured. The gunman used a semi-automatic pistol. He shot himself. He's in critical condition, Chris.
Evan Brown, thanks. Schools are reopening in Roanoke, Virginia today, closed yesterday when police learned that a Marine deserter wanted in a murder case may be in town. Michael Brown may have been spotted tapping on his grandmother's window. She lives there. He's wanted for questioning in the death of his mother's boyfriend. America's listening to Fox News.
The holiday season is here, and it's time for our best offer of the year during the Ford Black Friday event. Now, for a limited time, get 20% estimated savings on select 2019 Ford models. You're ready, and so are we. Start the season off right, and don't wait to enjoy our best deal of the season. That is 20% estimated savings on select 2019 Ford models. The Ford Black Friday event ends soon, so hurry in today. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by December 2nd, 2019. See participating dealer for complete details.
The Trump administration wants the South Korean government to pay more for American troops there. The defense secretary is in South Korea making the case.
Speaking in Seoul alongside his South Korean counterpart, Mark Esper saying it's time South Korea dug deep.
This is a very strong alliance we have, but Korea is a wealthy country and could and should pay more to help offset the cost of defense.
South Korea hosts around 28,000 U.S. troops, and Esper says the Trump administration wants a substantial increase in the amount the South Korean government pays for that presence. This year's figure is just under $1 billion. South Korea says it's willing to pay, quote, a fair and reasonable amount. Simon Owen, Fox News.
A man handcuffed, ticketed, and detained for eating a breakfast sandwich on a train platform in San Francisco plans to sue Bay Area Rapid Transit. Steve Foster says he missed work and experienced emotional distress and humiliation. He also claims racial bias. He's black. The officer who stopped him is white. The head of BART has apologized to him. There's a ban on eating in paid areas of the system, but riders say that it is selectively enforced. more people died on airplanes last year.
The National Transportation Safety Board says 393 people died in plane crashes last year, and that all but a dozen occurred in general aviation, which usually involves small private planes. The numbers include a woman who was killed when the window next to her on a Southwest flight broke, the first death due to an accident on a commercial flight since 2009, and 12 people died in accidents involving charters, air taxis, tours, and medical flights. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A pair of astronauts are doing some complicated work outside the International Space Station. They're working on the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer that measures cosmic rays, and its cooling system's almost dead after 8.5 years in orbit. American Andrew Morgan and Luca Parmitano from Italy are on the first of four spacewalks scheduled to install new pumps. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today and highs near 40 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 24. For your Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 40 degrees. Sunday, still around 40 degrees, but we do have a 30% chance of seeing some rain showers in the afternoon with some cloudy skies. It is 18 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. This hour, our education spotlight with District 61. Talk a little food and a CHOP challenge, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and the Brinkotter Home Highlight, kicking off a contest for decorated houses for Christmas, huh?
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on what, comparatively for the week, is going to be a pretty nice day. Almost 40 and sunny out there. We also have tickets to give away. We have right for the Hawaii Illini basketball game on Monday. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes, indeed.
We also have two tickets to Chicago, the musical. Two pairs of tickets.
Yep.
Is that Saturday night?
Saturday's performance at 7:30.
At Kirkland Fine Arts Center.
Yep.
All right. So that will be straight ahead as well. Each and every Friday, we spend some time with staff members from District 61. Sometimes administration. We talk about all kinds of things, a variety of things, and we're going to talk a little food and a CHOPT challenge. And we welcome Beth Williams, who is a teacher at MacArthur High School. Now, what is your exact title?
I am the Family and Consumer Sciences teacher.
I love that. Family Consumer Science teacher. Now, I'm ancient. Back in the day, it would have been like the boys would all go to shop class and the girls would all go to home ec. I'm hoping things have evolved a little bit since then.
Yeah, my demographic is 50-50 boys and girls.
That's great.
We're actually still the home ec realm. We just changed our name in the 80s. And
that would make sense.
Family Consumer Sciences.
Yeah. All right. So what is the CHOPT challenge?
It's very similar to the TV show that you see on the Food Network. We give the kids a goal to make something. We give them secret ingredients. We say you have a certain amount of time and go. And they just run up, get ingredients that they need to supplement their secret ingredients, and they go back and they make it.
Okay. And so this starts on Monday, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you said you have about 130 students, 9th through 12th grade?
Participating this year, yes.
Okay. That seems like a pretty good chunk of kids.
Yes.
All right. And so what happens? It starts Monday, and then it will every class period, and then it will end on Friday. You know, walk me through the process of how this works.
So the first 4 days of the week, we are focusing on aspects of the challenge. So day one may be presentation, so it's not like sloppy on a plate, really rushed. And Tuesday may be time management, and then we go more into like, does it taste really good? Like, are you making good choices with
sure.
your flavors? And then on Friday, we do an elimination round where we pick one winner from each class period.
Okay, and then what happens after that?
They earn a field trip in January to go to U of I to do another round of CHOPT in the Pampered Chef kitchens that are there. And then we will have a CHOP champion over the whole school of MacArthur.
Okay, so someone from MacArthur will end up being the champion.
Yes.
And is this sponsored by 4-H, I understand?
Yes,
okay.
Which extension.
Is out of the University of Illinois, mm-hmm. what we used to call Cooperative Extension. I think they've got a new name now. And so what's your goal as a teacher? I mean, what do you want these kids? I mean, obviously this challenge is for fun and somebody's going to compete and somebody's going to win. But your overall goals as a teacher in this area, what do you want kids to take away for the rest of their lives?
That they can be creative when they're cooking. I have some kids that are very hesitant to, like, participate. And with this challenge, since there's less structure than I would normally have in a lab, because instead of being like, okay, today we're going to make brownies, it's just here's some ingredients, go make something. It brings out the creativity in kids. It gives kids that don't normally experiment more confidence. I don't want them to be scared to go into a kitchen and cook something because you have to eat for the rest of your life.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But it is kind of a frightening thing for most people. Do you find some kids come to this sort of naturally? I mean, just sort
yes.
of in an innate sense of putting flavors together and things together, they have a skill set that they were kind of born with?
I definitely have students who are amazing. This is our third year with it. And last year we got a grilled cheese that had raspberry jam and apples on it, and it was amazing. Like, they handed it to us and we're like, and then we tried it and we ate the whole thing. It was so good.
So that's inspiring then every day. So you guys get to, like, literally go in and cook every day?
Mm-hmm. This week, not like every day.
Walk me through, like, just a normal week of what you guys would do.
So we cover different chapters in our curriculum, and so they learn about, like, right now we're doing cooking methods, so they're learning about all the different ways that you can cook food. So, like, broiling, boiling, grilling, things like that.
I'm sure you've got kids that just know nothing but a microwave, right? And they're coming in and finding out all of these other avenues.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we will do a couple recipes, a chapter, to let them experiment with that.
Okay. And you guys do anything with the culinary school at Richland? I mean, there seems like that you find these kids that might find a spark that could become chefs or go on and do this as a career.
Yes. So we have a Foods 1 level and a Foods 2 level, and those are year long. And then if the students choose, they can go to the Tech Academy for 3 and 4. And the Tech Academy, if they do both years, gives them their first year of culinary.
Very cool. And so they'll have those college credits then already.
Yep.
All right. That's amazing. Now, Lindsay, our guy is like a microwave. Has he ever signed up for food? I don't know what they do over at Eisenhower, but this would be fun.
This would really be a good idea.
For nothing else, I mean, as you said, it's a lifelong skill, right? I mean, it's something you're going to be using for the rest
of
your life.
I mean, I really could have benefited from this.
Yes, you could have.
I'm a good cook now.
I know. But you didn't learn it in high schools. Now, do other area schools do this as well? I mean, like, when you go over to the University of Illinois in January, will there be other Central Illinois school districts there doing the same thing?
When we're there, no. But Clinton is doing their challenge right now.
Okay. So it does happen in other places. And is there any sort of club they can join? You find out about all these interesting sort of, like, side things. I mean, right now everybody's, like, worked up about high school football, and I understand, like, the playoffs are here or volleyball, but you've got all these other areas of interest. What can the kids do to pursue their love of this while they're in high school?
They can join 4-H. There are groups around here that have students in high school in them, and you can make things for the state fair and the county fair.
That's really cool. How did you know you wanted to do this when you went to school to get a degree and you wanted to be a teacher? How did you know you were going to fall into this area? Have you cooked all your life?
This was kind of an accident, actually.
Sometimes that's the best kind.
In first grade, I had an amazing teacher, knew I'm definitely going to be a teacher forever and ever. And I thought kindergarten is where I'm going.
Okay.
So I was in college, a junior, and we had a class where you had to go observe students. So I went to a kindergarten classroom and I looked around and I was like, oh gosh, can't do this. And so I was like wallowing, being like, what am I going to do with my life? I'm a junior in college. And my roommate was like, well, if you weren't going to be a teacher, what would you do? And I was like, I don't know, be a chef. And she goes, then teach foods.
Yeah.
And it was like a light bulb went on and I was like, yes, I'm going to do that. And so I switched my major.
All right. So tell me, I know kids are all over the place and there's not just an average kid, but I mean, how do you... Do kids open up to this? I mean, do they find it like they find math or music or art or anything else? I mean, do they come in with sort of one expectation level, and by the time the semester's over, there's a whole different expectation level?
Yeah. So almost all of my Foods One kids come in thinking we're going to cook every day. Mm-hmm. And then that doesn't happen because we have to do safety and sanitation. But by the end of the first semester and into second semester, you have kids that just absolutely grow and bloom, and they are doing so awesome. And so they'll take Foods Two. And then we have an independent projects class, which is essentially a Foods Three. That sections of my classes have been growing.
All right. That's amazing. And then, of course, you get the support of the district. And I just find all these career paths so interesting. It seemed like for a long time we were sort of like we want to push kids sort of towards a general thing. And now there seems to be like finding some specialization, you know, earlier, like where, you know, this one thing might really open a kid's eyes and they follow that to a career. I mean, yes. That's probably a good thing, right?
Yes. We even in our content area, we have kids that are going more into fashion with the sewing classes. Like they get in there because that's the only spot open.
A couple of years ago, I was at a foundation board meeting and there were a couple of MacArthur kids going to New York Fashion Week.
Yes.
I mean, that's a pretty amazing thing.
Yes. A couple years ago, Leslie Dunkak took kids on a field trip there and they met fashion designers randomly on the street and they were just like blown away.
Yeah, that might be the rest of their life, right? That inspiration. Do you hope to do some of the same kind of things with, you know, there's so many of these shows on TV, right?
I mean, yes.
Are the kids watching any of this? Are they familiar with it?
Yes. There are a couple that have no idea what I'm talking about. But then there are kids that are like, oh my God, this is so awesome. And then they're always like, you should go on one of those shows. And I was like, no. I don't think I'm that good.
Well, it is literally the Chopped Challenge. It starts Monday, goes on all next week, and then kids are going to go over to the University of Illinois, which is a pretty good. It's important to get kids on the on a college campus to see that that could be their life, right?
Yeah, they'll get a small tour of the campus as well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll eat after they had their competition. It's a nice day.
All right, fantastic stuff. Well, let us know when you go, and we'll do some coverage of that. Sounds pretty cool for the kids. Beth, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast. Don't go anywhere.
Today, sunny skies, highs near 40 degrees. Then for tonight, we've got partly cloudy skies and lows around 24 degrees. For your Saturday, sunshine, highs near 40. Sunday, for 30% chance we'll see some rain in the afternoon. Cloudy and highs near 40 degrees. It's 18 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
If you have never been to spring training, you don't know what you're missing. Escape with the Cardinals to warm sunshine and blue skies in Jupiter, Florida on your next Cardinals vacation. Each package includes hotel accommodations, rental car, great seats at the games, and an exclusive post-game dinner with select Cardinals players and broadcasters. For information and for reservations, go to cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687.
The guys at the Brass Horn are ready for fall. When you're ready to put together a wardrobe to reflect your personality, you have to stop in the Brass Horn and check out all of their amazing new fall merchandise. The Brass Horn always offers high-quality, brand names in menswear. The Brass Horn is the premier men's store for Central Illinois with new fall fashions for the man who prefers big city style and small-town service. No matter what you're looking for, dress pants, sportswear, sweaters, ties, belts, shoes. Visit the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur at 108 East Prairie.
Hi, I'm Beth Creighton.
And I'm Laura Ledford.
And we are your hosts for Fine Arts Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m., sponsored by the Millikan University College of Fine Arts.
We'll talk about all things fine arts at Millikan and beyond, the people, the process, the performance, and the pandemonium.
Join us for Fine Arts Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on NowDecatur.com.
ESPN Decatur, WSOY Decatur, and NowDecatur.com present high school football playoff action this Saturday. Our pregame coverage simulcast begins on both stations at 1. Then Scott and T-Mac bring you pregame coverage at 1:15 from a week one. Ahead of Central A&M at Arcola's 1:30 kickoff. Then at 2:45, WSOY will break away and bring you St. Teresa and Auburn's pregame. Ahead of their 3 o'clock kickoff with Eric and Blake. Catch the action on ESPN Decatur, WSOY Decatur, and NowDecatur.com.
Quick, turn up the sound.
With the Now Decatur app, you can listen to the most popular Byers & Company podcasts. Sponsored by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand. Plus, exclusive digital content from Byers & Company. Only available through our podcast. Brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today and enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast.
I love it.
Love it.
It's brilliant.
You might know about the SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur, but did you know that SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur is not only a teaching center, it also provides family health care to our community. In fact, SIU Center for Family Medicine is now taking new patients for family medicine. You can learn more about them at SIUMed.org. You can call to schedule an appointment at 872-3800, and you can go see them at 102 West Kenwood Avenue, Suite 100, right here in Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, we've got the Bright Bulbs Challenge. Excited about this. I think anything to encourage Christmas lights is a good thing. And they got a great contest we'll tell you all about with the folks from BrinkHotter.com. Coming up here in about 10 minutes. Well, we'll also visit with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports in between.
Oof.
What?
That was loud.
Well, sorry. I'm just trying to get through all of the stacks of stuff that I'm trying to get through here today. I told you Monday we're going to be at the brand new Forsyth Banking Center with Hickory Point Bank, right?
Yes, indeed.
Invested. See the picture of this? It's beautiful. I haven't been inside
all
yet.
All of the facilities. I mean, they're just, it's just like they're popping up everywhere, and they're just so gorgeous.
They really are. Very, 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 very nice. So we look forward to that on Monday morning. After a weekend where we've got some stuff going on, which we'll get to. And the next week, we're also at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital for the Starlighting kickoff, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. I wanted to ask... I don't consume social media nearly like you do.
Yeah.
Like you're obsessed with it. It's kind of funny because you act like you're not, meaning you don't.
I don't post a lot. I'm a troller.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you're on it all the time, just constantly. And then constantly on it and then vocally complaining about it.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's like secondhand smoke.
Kind of.
That I get.
Yeah.
Because I don't care, and I'm not on it. I mean, I'm on it, but I'm not like you are. But you're not, you won't just take the pain of it and own it. You have to share it. Is that a fair?
I think that's, yeah. Like, hey, here's what you're missing here you didn't ask for.
It's 8:30 at night. I'm trying to watch a show, and you're over there scrolling. Oh, I can't believe it. And then you can, like, verbalize all of it. Now, have you ever thought about it that way?
The secondhand smoke is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Nobody asked for it, but I'm getting it.
No, you're vaping, you know, negative social media at me all the time, like that big pink cloud of crap you got to breathe in out the Decatur celebration.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so I'm not quite sure why you feel the need to share it.
Okay.
No, I mean, is that a human nature sort of thing?
Maybe. I think I just need to find new people to... maybe are similar... That enjoy the.
Who are you
going to
find at 9 o'clock at night sitting on the living room couch?
Yeah, I'm just going to have to hold it in.
Hey.
I've got people I can text who text and go, did you see this? Yes.
What is it about bad behavior, meaning sort of social media people that, mm-hmm. just love to be horrible human beings, or at the very least, just negative Nancys about everything? And then your need to consume that and share it and ask other people if they've looked at it. I mean,
yeah, like,
what
I
is it
would...
about that negativity ball that?
And that's a good way to think of it. It's like a snowball. Whenever you're trying to make a snowman, you start like a little nugget and you just start rolling it in the snow until it gets bigger and bigger. And maybe if we all just completely ignored these people.
That's what I'm trying to do, but I'm not allowed to because you won't.
Because I can't stop vaping in your face.
Yes. So what was the big deal yesterday? The Herald Review's charging something?
I don't know. There's apparently the Herald Review is considering doing, I don't know if this is not, I don't think they've rolled this out. I think this is something they're considering about charging. I think it's like a $5 maybe a month to access their articles on Facebook.
Okay, now.
So there is a, I would call it a spoof site called the City of Decatur, Illinois. It is not affiliated with the city at all.
Mm-hmm.
They will post things like this, and so they have a poll. Herald Review is wanting to charge.
Well, first of all, do not give airtime to one of these crappy.
Here's why I bring it up.
Okay.
Because then the Herald Review employees were then pushing and sharing it back out, asking people how to vote that you'd pay.
Okay.
So they were kind of sharing this. That's the only reason I bring it up, is that that seemed to be kind of like a, not a flashpoint, because they weren't saying, they were just saying, hey, would you pay for this or not?
Yeah.
So
this wasn't anything they announced?
I don't know how this got out. I don't know if one of the employees had said something about this, like, hey, we're considering this. What do you think of this? And that's how it became public.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything specifically from the Herald and Review saying.
So the whole thing may be just made up.
The employees are also seem to be indicating that this is something that the Herald Review is considering.
Okay.
I mean, it's not just kind of like happening in a vacuum, because they're not saying, oh, no, we're not doing that. I don't, why are you even saying that? I think this is something that is being considered.
All right. So yesterday I had to hear all about this, even though I didn't really care. If that's what they want to do, fine. People want to do it or not do it, fine. But you felt the need to share all the negativity in and around this repeatedly.
I thought some of it was very unfair. That's all.
Okay.
I mean, especially because I see a lot of the same complainers that I'm like, why are you complaining? You don't even click on these articles to begin with because you just want to comment.
All right.
You never actually consume the information, but you got something to say about it. It's like, you know, some of it I thought was kind of unfair.
Okay.
But would you pay?
No. I don't, the pay model to me, let me rephrase that. I was just sifting through their Facebook page, and a lot of it is Cubs, Pritzker, Donald Trump, the 90s, NFL's eighth decade. This is stuff I can get anywhere. Would I pay for that? No. My pay content, I mean, I pay for entertainment. I don't pay for news. But
yeah.
That's just me, right? I don't know. First of all, I didn't start this conversation to weigh whether or not the Herald Review should be charging. I don't care about it. I mean, that's their business, and they can do it or not do it. It doesn't make them bad people. I don't have any, like, negative feelings. I'm mm-hmm. not quite sure that people are going to be willing to pay. I don't know. I mean, do you think people are going to pay for Facebook? I mean, isn't that sort of, like, counterintuitive to what they go to Facebook for?
Possibly, but I mean, I think it's an interesting thing. Will we see more journalism going to this?
There's not a lot of journalism where the paywall thing has worked.
No.
There's the Wall Street Journal, and there's a couple of things where you can show that people have.
Yeah.
I don't have a digital subscription to the Herald Review.
No, I don't.
And if I go to read something and they say your articles are expired, I just go, okay, I'll find it somewhere else. I mean, that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to figure out why. Why were folks like in these spoof sites? I don't get why people, for years you had this Decatur Anonymous stuff.
Yeah.
And there will be all kinds of people that you know that follow this crap just for the negativity. And I've actually kind of like memorized these people. I mean, if you're on this stuff, consuming this, I got no time for you at all. And then you come to me and go, hey, would you support this thing? I'm like, no, because you're out there. You are literally trolling with the worst of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
People put up slanderous, libelous stuff. Horrible stuff. And if you're out there consuming that for entertainment, I got no use for you at all. So you don't even know whether this is a thing. You've reported now that on the air that it was a spoof site doing a poll.
I would say about six known Herald Review employees are saying basically, like, would you rather pay $5 or would you rather this Herald Review just shut down and go out of business?
Really?
That's why I'm saying there is some legitimacy to this, because the employees are saying, hey, help us out here. Would you pay $5? So I don't think this is just like.
Okay, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. I have zero inside knowledge on this at all.
I haven't seen anything of, like, I haven't seen in their editorials or anything in the paper.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is just something.
They're just looking at it. I don't know.
They're just looking at it.
Okay. But I also don't understand why you'd be outraged by it. Either do it or don't do it. I mean, pay for it or not pay for it, if that's the case. Why would you be mad about it?
Yeah. I don't understand that either.
Well, what I don't understand is that you don't understand that, but you follow it like it's interesting.
No.
And then feel the need to share.
Some people are just mean.
Yeah. And some people just like to take mean people and share the meanness with other people who don't want the meanness.
Okay.
Vape
in
the face.
Really about you.
We'll be back after stories and news. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now. A propane shortage is prompting a regional emergency declaration that covers seven states, including Illinois. State Department of Ag Director John Sullivan says the shortage is more of a delivery problem, so this declaration eases some trucking regulations.
There's plenty of propane across the country, propane, natural gas, and heating oil, but it's trying to get it. There's such a demand here in the Midwest. We're having a difficult time just simply getting it transported to where it's needed.
Supplies are running low here in part due to early cold temperatures and farmers needing more propane to dry the wet grain. Third round action this Saturday in the IHSA football playoffs featuring two local teams from the Central Illinois Conference, Central A&M and St. Teresa. In 1A action, the South Bracket's number one seed, undefeated Central A&M, hosts the four seed Arcola at 1:30 p.m., while in 2A, the St. Teresa Bulldogs travel to Auburn to take on the Trojans at 3. You can catch all the football action on Saturday starting at 1 p.m. on ESPN Decatur, WSOY Decatur, and NowDecatur.com. Hear from both teams in a special preview video presented by Kenny's Ace Hardware at NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. A former U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine about to take the stand on Capitol Hill in the public impeachment probe hearings, day two.
Marie Yovanovitch recalled from her post. We expect, based on her closed-door deposition, she will say she felt, quote, threatened by President Trump and that she believed that Rudy Giuliani was running a smear campaign against her. Fox News has learned that she was quite emotional during her closed-door depositions. Democrats may be hoping to see some of that emotion today.
Fox's Griff Jenkins.
They'll gavel in at 9 a.m. today. There will be the opening statements, the swearing in. The majority side will have 45 minutes for extensive questioning. The minority will have 45 minutes. Then they'll go into the 5-minute rounds. 13 Democrats, 9 Republicans on this committee.
Today's proceedings, just part of the fourth impeachment inquiry ever in U.S. history. This is a Fox News alert.
Macon County, let's see your sparkle. Brink Otter Realtors and Newhoff Media are proud to present Bright Bulbs, a beloved holiday tradition designed to celebrate our community's seasonal glow. Homes and businesses are encouraged to enter your best and brightest outdoor lighting display at brinkotter.com/brightbulbs. There you can also make nominations and vote for your favorite display. Bright Bulbs winners will receive a host of spectacular prizes, including a $500 Visa gift card from Brink Otter Realtors, an Arlo Pro 2 indoor-outdoor security camera, courtesy of Hickory Point Bank, 2 Blues hockey tickets from our friends at Macon County Title, Papa Murphy's Pizza for a year, and a 30-day free membership from our friends at Red Zone and ML CrossFit. This holiday season, be a shining example of hope, joy, and community goodwill. Visit brinkotter.com/brightbulbs today for your chance to win.
Taking a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast, we've got sunny skies today, highs near 40 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 24. For your Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 40 degrees. And Sunday, we've got a 30% chance of seeing some rain in the afternoon, cloudy and highs near 40 degrees. It is 19 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with high school sports.
Yes, indeed. This is mid-November, and this is the time of year when high school football players and volleyball players find themselves in the most intense moments of their young athletic lives. And in each sport, these athletes are chasing state championships, and they'll be playing in games that they will remember for the rest of their lives. I don't know if you ever have talked to a high school basketball or football or volleyball player who has advanced deep into the playoffs and been fortunate enough to reach a state championship setting. And whether you talk to them at age 30 or 40 or 70, they remember every detail. I was just in a conversation with a guy that played on a state St. Teresa state championship football team in 1974, and he remembers everything about every play. It's incredible. It's just that big of a deal. And this weekend we have two St. Teresa teams and one from Central A&M who are stacking up those memories. The St. Teresa volleyball team is chasing a state championship for the second straight year. They lost in the semifinals last year and are back in the semifinals again at 1:30 today against Rockford Lutheran. Each team has a 35-5 record. St. Teresa goes to Redbird Arena in Normal, I think feeling like they have some unfinished business to complete. They were so close last year. If they win today, they'll play for a state title tomorrow. The St. Teresa football team probably feels it's on a little bit of a mission, too. We all remember that epic game with Maroa Forsyth last year when Maroa Forsyth won and advanced to the state championship only to lose in the finals there. Well, St. Teresa is back, charging again deep into the Class 2A playoffs. They will play at Auburn tomorrow at 3 o'clock. St. Teresa is 10-1. Auburn is 8-3, but Auburn got everyone's attention by eliminating Maroa Forsyth last weekend. A lot of balance, run and pass on this St. Teresa team. And in Class 1A football, Central A&M, unbeaten at 11-0, hosts Arcola at 1:30 on Saturday. Central A&M has this incredible class of athletes led by Connor Heaton and Jacob Paradis. They made it to the state in basketball last year. They'll be favored to return and win probably favored to win the state championship in basketball this year. Connor Heaton, their quarterback, has thrown 30 touchdown passes and one interception. That's amazing to me, plus 16 rushing touchdowns. So good luck to all these area athletes. Enjoy every minute of it. And if I bump into you in 40 years, you'll remember every detail about every play and tell me all about it. I know that.
All right. On the other side, a bizarre incident in last night's NFL game. We'll talk about that with Mark Topper. It's brought to you by Smith Tire.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The guys at the Brass Horn are ready for fall. When you're ready to put together a wardrobe to reflect your personality, you have to stop in the Brass Horn and check out all of their amazing new fall merchandise. The Brass Horn always offers high-quality, brand names in menswear. The Brass Horn is the premier men's store for Central Illinois with new fall fashions for the man who prefers big city style and small-town service. No matter what you're looking for, dress pants, sportswear, sweaters, ties, belts, shoes. Visit the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur at 108 East Prairie.
Back here with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. All right, very interesting incident on the field last night between the Browns and the Steelers.
Yeah, I don't know how many people were probably watching this game last night. It was not a marquee matchup between Pittsburgh and Cleveland. I only peeked at it a couple times. It was an okay game. Cleveland won 21-7. But near the end of that game, there was a bizarre incident that was really alarming in its level of violence. And in one story in a national publication I read this morning, they called it the closest thing we've seen to an on-field crime in the modern era of pro football. For reasons I cannot explain, Cleveland defensive end Myles Garrett became angry with Pittsburgh quarterback Mason Rudolph and ripped his helmet off and then bashed him on his unprotected head. And I mean really clobbered him with that helmet. A melee ensued in which Pittsburgh center Marquise Pouncey and a teammate got Garrett on the ground and punched and kicked him. Three players were ejected. But what Garrett did was just, it was outrageous. I mean, I kept thinking as I was watching it that we would see the cops come running out onto the field. This seemed to be beyond what you would normally ask referees to control. And, you do that on a street corner and you're going to jail. The reaction from ex-NFL players who were talking heads on Fox or ESPN was really strong. I mean, they were alarmed. Even Garrett's own teammates, when asked about it, had no defense. They were like, that was just, that was too much. He will be suspended, but a suspension for the rest of the season, which would be six games, would not be unreasonable. I think five games is the longest a player has been suspended for a single incident. Albert Haynesworth, I don't know if you remember, ripped the helmet off a guy and then stomped on his face, took 30 stitches to close the wound. And that was this thing that happened last night was sort of in that realm. I know it's a physical game. I know emotions run high, but come on, man, you can't go full gangster like that and just bash somebody's head in. That's nuts. I would think the league will come down really hard on this one because of the violence and because of their supposed stance on head injuries. But, you know, that really their quarterback's pretty lucky if he did not get seriously injured. I mean, that's, you know, a big guy swinging a helmet like that and hits you in the head. That's crazy.
No doubt about it. All right, my friend, enjoy your weekend, and we will check in with you first thing Monday morning as we broadcast live from the new Forsyth Banking Center with Hickory Point Bank. That should be fun. Two quick things. Brinkotter Home Highlight coming up next, and we're going to kick off our Bright Bulbs contest. Second year for this. But out of Springfield yesterday, two very interesting developments. As I have told you, I believe this thing's going to be way bigger than Blagojevich, way bigger than George Ryan.
Did you see who's retiring?
Yes. John Colerton has said he's done in January. Now, he has been in the Illinois Senate for 40 years. He's the Senate president. Andy Menard was his former chief of staff.
Yep.
I'm not saying he is implicated in anything, but I think at the very least, what he sees down the road is, why in the world would I be sticking around for all of this?
Yeah.
And the second thing of the day that really is interesting is that the federal government has asked for a 60-day delay in this indictment of Representative Arroyo. Now, what does that mean? That he's now talking? That they have now more stuff to hit him with, more leverage? I'm telling you, this is all going to end in tears, and for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that we've ever maybe seen something that ends up being this large, in my opinion. I might be wrong. We'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
ESPN Decatur, WSOY Decatur, and now Decatur.com present high school football playoff action this Saturday. Our pregame coverage simulcast begins on both stations at 1. Then Scott and T-Mac bring you pregame coverage at 1:15 from a week one. Ahead of Central A&M at Arcola's 1:30 kickoff. Then at 2:45, WSOY will break away and bring you St. Teresa and Auburn's pregame. Ahead of their 3 o'clock kickoff with Eric and Blake. Catch the action on ESPN Decatur, WSOY Decatur, and now Decatur.com.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Real ID is a new optional form of identification for people who travel domestically. Now, you won't need a Real ID to drive a car or get a bank account or adopt that cute golden doodle that you've always wanted. But starting October 1st, 2020, you'll need a Real ID or a valid passport in order to fly. Head on over to realid.ilsos.gov to learn more. If you do choose Real ID, just follow these steps. First, visit a Secretary of State Driver Services facility to take a new photo. Make sure to bring a proof of identity and proof of Social Security number. You'll also need two proof of Illinois residency documents. During your visit, you'll receive a temporary paper license. Then you'll receive your new Real ID in the mail within 15 business days. Be patient and prepared with the necessary documents when visiting a facility. You have until October 1st, 2020 to get one. Just head on over to realid.ilsos.gov or call 833-503-4074 for more information.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, each and every Friday, the folks from Brinkotter.com stop by the studios led by Tom Brinkotter. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Brian. How are you?
Hey, look, it's sunny, and it's going to be almost 40.
Yeah. Short,
my expectation levels are way different than they were 3 weeks ago. I'm happy at 39. All right. It is the holiday season officially. If you didn't know, snow arrived, and we are now like a couple of weeks from Thanksgiving, which means Christmas is right around the corner. And we're going to do our regular Brinkotter Home Highlight today, talk about some real estate. But the Bright Bulbs Contest is back for the second year.
Absolutely. We're doing the Brinkotter Bright Bulbs registration, or you can register your home today, starting today. All you need to do is go to Brinkotter.com, scroll down a little bit, and there is a link directly to the contest page.
Okay, and so folks can put pictures of their decorations, their Christmas lighting decorations up, and then there's going to be a winner that's drawn, and that winner's going to get all kinds of cool prizes.
There's actually more than one winner. We got five prizes. You can register a residential home or a commercial property within Macon County. Our first prize is going to be a $500 Visa gift card that's going to be supplied by Brinkotter Realtors. Second prize will be an Arlo Pro 2 indoor-outdoor security camera, which is courtesy of Hickory Point Bank. Two Blues hockey tickets from Macon County Title.
Those are pretty good tickets, too.
Yeah, they're really good tickets. Yeah. And here's the – I love this one. Pizza for a year from Papa's Murphy. If you like pizza, there's free pizza for a year for fourth place. And then for fifth place, Red Zone ML CrossFit will give you a 30-day free membership.
Okay, so it's easy. They just upload the picture right there from the site. Go to Brinkotter.com, click on the bright bulbs. There's a great big thing at the scroll down a little bit. You'll find it very easy to do. And they upload their picture. What's the deadline? I mean, I know registration and voting begins today. When does it end?
Voting will end at midnight on December 11th, and we will pick the winners on December 13th, which is that Friday, 2 days right after the voting ends.
Okay, so I'm assuming if I'm out there and I'm a smart homeowner or commercial property owner and I want to put my picture up, then I can share that out on social media to all my friends to get them to vote, right?
And get them to vote.
Yeah. And I think, do more people decorate now than they used to, or is it the other way around?
Well, the perception,
it's easier to do.
The perception we had, and the reason we started this last year, was it was kind of not being done as much. And we thought, you know, we'll start this contest and foster a little community and Christmas spirit and get kids. I remember when I was a kid, Brian, we used to pack in the car and drive around and go see the lights
just
everywhere.
And go find them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And now
them.
It's easy to find because you can see all the suggestions. And now people use the projector stuff a lot, too.
Oh, yeah, where they projected on the garage door.
That's my kind of decorating, because you just like go out and plug that thing in and point it at a house. Yeah, and there's no taking down, you know, or staples or anything like that.
I'm more like Clark.
Are you?
Yeah.
You like the whole thing?
Well, yeah, but you got to get it all lined up and all the extension cords. And
now
I
even
just
they
remember,
make that easy. They make like these poles, and you just snap, and they're all perfectly straight. You don't have to, like, do the whole nails and everything else.
It's like everything. They make it easy with technology.
I wonder sometimes if we're not missing something, right? Because half the fun is the journey.
And they're LEDs, so you don't have to, like, worry about the one bulb being out.
Okay, Miss Efficiency. We had enough of that today. All right. So however you're decorating your house, go to Brinkotter.com and enter your home, and then voting will end on Wednesday, December 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will announce those five winners, including that grand prize $500 Visa gift card courtesy of Brinkotter Realtors, on Friday, December 13th, so you have time to spend that money for Christmas.
Yeah, just in time.
All right, and then you can also, by looking at the site, see all kinds of great houses to go by and take a look at.
That's right. We made a major, major upgrade this week, Brian. We changed the search results, so when you hit any of the buttons or you do any kind of a search, we've defaulted that to list view, so you just see a list of houses, and you can toggle the map on if you want the map. We got a lot of feedback that people wanted to see more houses in the list. So we made that change. It took quite a bit of programming, but at the top, you can just see a map toggle. If you want to see the map, you just hit the button, and it'll toggle the map there.
Simple and easy. All right. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about 315 Shoreline Place, and we're going to bring Barb McElroy into the conversation here today as we continue with the Brinkotter.com Home Highlight. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today, sunny skies, highs near 40 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 24. For your Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 40. And Sunday, we've got a 30% chance we'll see some rain this afternoon. Cloudy and highs near 40 degrees. It's 19 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Hi, I'm Beth Creighton.
And I'm Laura Ledford.
And we are your hosts for Fine Arts Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m., sponsored by the Millikan University College of Fine Arts.
We'll talk about all things fine arts at Millikan and beyond, the people, the process, the performance, and the pandemonium.
Join us for Fine Arts Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on NowDecatur.com.
ESPN Decatur, WSOY Decatur, and now Decatur.com present high school football playoff action this Saturday. Our pregame coverage simulcast begins on both stations at 1. Then Scott and T-Mac bring you pregame coverage at 1:15 from a week one, ahead of Central A&M and Arcola's 1:30 kickoff. Then at 2:45, WSOY will break away and bring you St. Teresa and Auburn's pregame, ahead of their 3 o'clock kickoff with Eric and Blake. Catch the action on ESPN Decatur, WSOY Decatur, and now Decatur.com.
You might know about the SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur, but did you know that SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur is not only a teaching center, it also provides family health care to our community. In fact, SIU Center for Family Medicine is now taking new patients for family medicine. You can learn more about them at SIUMed.org. You can call to schedule an appointment at 872-3800, and you can go see them at 102 West Kenwood Avenue, Suite 100, right here in Decatur.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Angela will join us from the YMCA at the top of the hour. We've got a lot to get to here today. The first thing you're going to notice is the accent. I only know that because I read your bio on the page. Yeah. You're from Texas, is that right, Barb McElroy?
Yes, I am.
Now, does Texas have a southern accent?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Would you have pinned that as Texas if you didn't know?
Oh, she's a Southern Belle is what she is. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, well, it comes out more at times.
I love it.
All right. Well, thank you.
315 Shoreline Place. That's the home we're going to talk about here today. Tell me a little bit about this.
It is a spacious, lovely 4-bedroom, 3.5 bath, 3,535 square foot home, full basement, quartz countertops. It's just been completely redone, and new carpet, new flooring, everything.
This is in the South Shores area, Tom. I mean, you know, we would have known a lot of kids at Eisenhower, back in the day, or Lakeview, in this area, and Shoreline is right there off the lake, and a great area. Has that area sort of kind of come full circle? You know, that would have been like an area with a lot of parents and kids, 35 years ago, and now it's sort of like the West End is kind of coming back to that, right?
Yeah, neighborhoods go through cycles. Yeah. Usually that can run anywhere from a 5 to 20 year cycle. This neighborhood's kind of come back around. A lot of people have put some money into the homes, fixed them up. There's been some homes there's a basin of the lake over here right by this house, Brian. This house is not on the lake, but across the street. There's been some houses sell over $300,000 on that street. It's a great location, close to Holy Family, close to the shopping right out there in South Shores, where the Dairy Queen and the Kroger.
Downtown, yeah.
Yeah, you can get to downtown really quick. But what strikes me about this home more than anything, $48 a square foot.
I know. I was just doing the math in my head, and I was coming up to under $50 a square. I mean, that's crazy, right?
$48 a square foot.
I mean, you're a rock skip away from the lake, but the great thing about being across the street is the taxes aren't going to be, you've got, because sometimes that can be a little daunting if you're right on the lake. Yep. But you get that incredible area, which is just fantastic. I love the South Shores area, and this I guess this would be Bayshore, technically, right? Mm-hmm. The neighborhood.
Baywood Estates.
Baywood's the legal, but it's the Bayshore area.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we would have called it back in the day. Right. And a lot of house.
The rooms are so big. It's the living room's huge, the dining room's huge, the every room is just big, and it'd be a great family home. You need to get out and see it.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go.
It's open Sunday.
It is open Sunday. What do you have? I get 23 results when I go to the open house button on the main page at brinkotter.com. Yep. And you have all the listings, right? Anybody that has an open house on Sunday, I go to Brinkotter, I can find it.
What the way that works, just so everybody knows, if that is fed from the MLS system, so if any realtor in town puts an open house into the MLS system, it will show up on Brinkotter.com. There's 23 total open houses this week. Most of those are Sunday 1 to 3. If the time's different, it'll be right on the house. And 10 of those 23, Brian, are Brinkotter listings.
Gotcha. And there's some reduced prices, I see, and some other things that you can get. I like the info. There's so much more information, like, available at Brinkotter.com right now, just at your fingertips, like, without any going any deeper. Like, I get a lot of information just looking at the post. Okay, I can see the price is reduced. I can see that it's open. And then I love the way you can do the full view pictures from the top. I know people are enjoying that. And the way it loads on your tablet or your phone now, it's just unbelievable how fast it is.
How about the speed?
Yeah. And that's a big deal because we want what we want, right? So, when we want it and how we want it.
And on each listing, I've gotten quite a bit of feedback about this. We have the little icons right under the picture so you can see the real facts that you want really quick, like the bedrooms, the baths, the square footage, the lot size, and how many garage bays there are. So you can tell that without even having to read any of the text.
That's a fantastic benefit. All right, Barb, tell us about how you ended up here in Decatur, Illinois, from the Lone Star State.
I lived here in the 60s. My dad came to work with ADM, and we were here till 75, and then went back to Texas, came back, and raised my daughter here, Dixie, who will be hosting the open house this Sunday. And, you know, it's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise a family, and, you know, I'm glad to be here.
All right. Well, you've
been Decatur.
In the real estate business since 1994, right?
Yes, yes.
So plenty of experience. And you guys have, I mean, when you look at your building, with your 60-plus, crew of agents, I mean, I don't know what all the years of experience combined, but, I mean, it's got to be unbelievable.
We should add that up.
Yeah, you really should. I mean, because it's got to be like, a
staggering
ton.
Well, the company's 55 years old.
Yes. But you go, trust me, have somebody back in the office add up all the years of experience of those 60-plus agents. They're going to blow you away, the number that will come out the other end of that. But that's why you go to Brinkotter.com. We live in this, but cable TV has taught us that everything's like DIY, right? Mm-hmm. And things aren't DIY. You're not operating on yourself. You're not representing yourself in court. And if you're going into a transaction, one of the biggest transactions you're going to go into is like buying your home or selling your home. To do that on your own is just insane to me.
I get it. We have 61 professionals out there that can lead you through this process, and I will tell you, I just moved this week myself, and it's a stressful process. It was stressful for me, and I do this for a living.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it's good for a realtor to move every once in a while so you understand what your clients are going through, because it's a big, big undertaking, and our agents, Brian, can walk you through that process and take care of all the details. So
not just the actual buying, but I mean, sometimes, warning you off something. They know what to look for. You might fall in love with the cosmetics or something, and you got an expert to say, hey, what you really need to do is look at this. You might have put stuff into your house that maybe doesn't have the resale value that you think it does. All that expertise to me. It's just that's why you go to professionals. I mean, I'm that guy. I'm not going to change my own oil.
And if you're watching these television shows like Flip Your House and all that, it's not really like that. They condense that down so make it look like it happens in 3 hours. It doesn't.
Well, and they also show
a lot
you
of stuff going on in the background.
They show you the one that worked. They don't show you the three that were a disaster.
Yeah.
All right, Brinkotter.com. The Bright Bulbs Contest is underway. You can put your house up there starting today. Take a picture of your outside Christmas decorations, your lights. Load it up, go to Brinkotter.com, and December 13th, the voting will end. So load the picture up, then share that out on your social media to get all your friends to vote for you. $500 grand prize, courtesy of Brinkotter.com, and then there's four other prizes as well. And you'll have all the way through voting December 11th, and we'll announce the winner here Friday morning, December 13th.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
All right, guys, we really appreciate you coming in today. Barb, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Shoreline, that's going to be open this Sunday along with 22 other homes. You can find all of those under the open houses section at Brinkotter.com. Very simple, very easy to do. And then don't forget our Bright Bulbs contest, the second year we've done this with the folks at Brinkotter. And why not spread some Christmas cheer? Use Facebook for something other than just negative behavior. You know what you can do with me on Saturday night at 9 o'clock? Share the great Christmas pictures with me.
Oh, I can do that.
Instead of the negative comments.
I can do that.
We'll be back after news. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce will host the 67th Annual Community Thanksgiving Luncheon on Tuesday, November 26th at the Decatur Civic Center. Tickets are now available for purchase and cost $20 per person or $160 for a table of eight. The luncheon will feature keynote speaker Dr. Dana Ray, MD, Chief Medical Officer for Crossing Healthcare. For more information on where and how to buy tickets, check out nowdecatur.com.